case, please.
Next case is 11691 Gregory K. and Joanne A. Lusby. Seeks variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Tyler Avenue, approximately 554 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38791 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 99. Specifically, they're seeking a 4.7-foot variance for the north and south sides and a 7.6-foot variance for the rear. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Gregory K. Lusby, 2240 Wellington Ridge Drive in Waldorf, Maryland.
Joanne A. Lusby, 2240 Wellington Woods Drive, Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening,
sir. Good evening. Good evening. First of all, my wife and I thank the opportunity to present this case from the board tonight, talk about our home and residence at 38791 Tyler Avenue. That's also formerly known as number 9 on your packet there. Also, I think it's important to note that my parents bought that property since 1971. So we're the original owners. There's been nobody since then. As of right now, we still have a home there. We're just going to take it down and build a better home for it. We're going to live there permanently.
Okay.
And also at the end of the construction, we propose that we will be permanent residents of Delaware and also the Cape Winds community. So having said that, we're seeking three variances. One on the south side from 10 feet to 5 feet, the north side 10 feet to 5 feet, and then on the east side, which is the lagoon side, from 20 feet to 15 feet. And then I had just a question I want to ask the board. I came to your office September, early October, and talked to the gentleman's name is Rusty, and he brought out plat. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding then that the setback on the west side, the street side, was 5 feet. I just want to make sure that is what that is before I go as we go on. That was the fourth question that I had along with the three variances. I need to justify why we want the variances. The uniqueness of the property is the lot from its onset is 50 feet by 90 feet, which makes it unique in size. The property cannot be developed, with strict lines with the conformity of the Sussex County Zoning Commission. These variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property so we can build the house that we're going to live in permanently. And I know for a fact that we didn't create it. I know the exceptional practical difficulty was created in the late 60s, early 70s by the builder. His name is Mr. Tate. So it's been that way since my parents have owned it. And we now own it ourselves. And it will not, in our judgment, will affect the character of the community whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I believe it will enhance it. Won't alter any the character of it negatively, nor will it have any negative impact on the public welfare. And it is quite similar in design to the homes that have been constructed since in the last few years and also under construction now. And last, we feel that the variances that we're requesting are minimum. That's the minimum we need to have the home built so we can have it the way we want it, the size we want it, to live our rest of our lives there. And that's pretty much it. So, thank you for your time. And if you have any questions, I surely would take them.
All right. Well, fine. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Is there an existing home there?
Yes, sir, there is.
Does it encroach the setbacks?
Right now, no.
Okay. What type of home is it?
It was a mobile home that my parents bought, and then she had it built over 1990. But if you're going to live there permanently with two people, you bump into one another. It's kind of small. So they do not encroach the setbacks as we speak, but a newer home, a bigger home would.
Help me visualize what's going on your proposed drawing where
sure.
it appears that you've got a huge garage and very small dwelling.
Well, I'm an antique car collector. I got three antique cars, so that was part of the give and the take when we had the home built. Yeah, the first floor will house at least three antique cars of mine. So you're absolutely correct in that.
Okay. And most of the living portion will be on the second floor?
For everybody else but me. No, I'm just kidding. No, yes, sir. The second floor is the kitchen, and the third floor is the living quarters and so forth. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Your application, you'd verbally stated 5-foot variances and 10-foot variance, where the application has been corrected to a 4.7-foot on the north side, 4.7 on the south side, and 7.6 on the rear. Is there any problem with that?
That's even more than what we're looking for, the way you read it.
I mean, Greg, I think that's what the survey said.
You'd have to come up and be sworn in.
Okay.
That's actually less. You verbally stated 5-foot variance when
right.
your application now says 4.7 feet. I guess the question is, you plan to build to this survey?
That is correct.
Okay. So you don't need a full 5 foot on the two sides or a full 10 on the rear? You need 7.6 on the rear and 4.7 on the sides. Is that correct?
Well, I would prefer to have the 5 and 5, as I previously stated. And then when you say the rear, you're talking about the street side, or are you talking about the lagoon side?
Lagoon
side.
Your survey shows you're going to build 12.4 feet from there.
Okay.
I mean, if you're saying, you know, that, like, for example, on the sides, that 0.3 foot is leaves room for error, understandable.
Okay, then whatever, yes, answer your question, yes. With the survey, with what's on the plat, yes, would that be highly acceptable, yes.
Okay, so what we're looking at is what you want, 4.7, 4.7?
Yes.
Both sides. And then the rear, 7?
The rear being the water side.
Right.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 7-6. All right, we got that straight.
And I'm not sure we have an answer to your question about the 5 feet.
The street side, the parking, the step back from the street.
Yes, it's average down there. It's average.
The front yard setback in Cape Windsor is 10 feet. If I do recall correctly, it's 10 feet, and the sides are also 10.
So does that mean that he needs a variance in the front?
Mm-hmm. Cape Windsor.
We need a variance.
No, Cape Windsor is 5
no,
feet.
Cape Windsor, I apologize. Cape Windsor is 5 feet front yard
right.
setback
right.
and 10 foot for
right.
the side. So
and I just
want
to make clear for the record, that's 5.
They average, it used to be a mobile home park. So
that's correct. That is
they
correct.
Have it as 5 feet, and you're fine in the front.
Then my understanding was correct, and I'm fine with that. Absolutely right. Fine with that, yes.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers, are you getting
it? Is there any way that you can adjust it where you can eliminate the rear, can shorten that garage up a little bit, and you know what I mean, do a little juggling there where you don't have
well,
to. I mean, that's the biggest garage I've ever seen.
Well, absolutely. I need every inch of it, actually, if any speak to any of my friends.
Like trucks or?
No, there's three antique cars, and they'll need all the space they can get. Plus, I have to have a room for my wife to park her car, so I got to squeeze all that in.
now you're making both.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yes,
sir. Are you going to air condition your home?
Pardon me?
Are you going to air condition your home?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where would you put that unit?
That unit, that's on the would be on the north side of the house, and that's incorporated in the look under, it's blue. That. It's incorporated inside of it so that it's a straight line down on the north side so that it's nice and clean looking straight down. There's no appendix to the side.
In that line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. No,
it would be in the mechanical storage room. The little item to the...
Oh, okay.
The little item to the north is
the north
an electrical
side?
Box.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Straight in there.
So
okay,
that does not need a variance.
That's where your...
Yes,
sir.
So
that
is a nice, clean, straight look so there's no appendix
box.
Sticking out to the side.
Yeah, because a lot of people down there have them outside.
Yes, sir.
And I was going to say, you want to...
And I tried to make that as clean looking on that side as we possibly could.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No other questions, Mr.
Workman?
No questions.
And I have no questions, Mr. Sharp.
You mentioned you're going to park the three antique cars and potentially your wife's vehicle in the garage.
It's not potentially, it's definite, it's going in there.
I take it there's not a lot of there's no on-street parking in Cape Windsor, is that correct?
No, there isn't, but...
Is there going to be sufficient space for you to be able to park other vehicles on this property?
The south side of the house, there's that concreted area before the steps is designed to put a car right there or any type of vehicle.
Okay. So you'll be able to park, other than the three antiques, two other vehicles on the property?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11691 for the following reasons. Have you stated the reasons for... I don't believe I heard them. Did he state the reasons, Mr. Sharp?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Did he address the standards?
Yeah.
I believe he did.
Did you address...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property is apparent. It's a 50-foot wide lot.
That is correct.
And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You've stated that in there.
Yes.
And also the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by you because the lots are been created in... by the county from mobile home to...
That is right.
Deal. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There have been other variances granted in there. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Thank you.
Yep. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11691.
Mr. Chair.
Favor the motion. Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,691 is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I made a statement there. I said it was converted to a GR. It's not. It's an AR1 district. I'm sorry. For the record.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck with that garage.
Thank you, sir.
Next application.